Iraq's incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has agreed to give up his post and step aside. Maliki made that remark during a televised speech. He also pledged to endorse Haider al-Abadi as the country's next prime minister. Maliki's Da'wa party had earlier vowed to challenge Abadi's nomination in the federal court. Now Maliki's announcement is set to pave the way for the formation of a new government in Baghdad. Iraq has been grappling with political turmoil and rising insurgency in the northern parts of the country. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I joined Mr. Sabah Jawad, who is the director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, and he's joining us live now from London. Mr. Jawad, thanks for joining us. Now, how do you feel about this news now that it seems that this political crisis over the prime minister has ended?
Well, it was inevitable, actually, that this will happen. Seems that even his own party has abandoned. There's an increasing number of his member of parliament from a Da'wa party abandoned him and sided with Mr. Abadi. And also the Marja'iya was against him, and his former allies in the so-called Shia alliance also were campaigning very vigorously against him, as well as the Sunni and the Kurdish fronts. And the Americans came heavily against him, basically had no choice. If he went to the federal court, the American would stitch him up there as well by putting a huge pressure on the court, actually, to come out with a verdict which is not suitable for him as well. The only thing that's clear from this crisis is that the Americans are back in full control of the political process in Iraq as a result of what's happening in Mosul. They use the opportunity of getting back to Iraq. Now they're bombarding some part of north of Iraq, and they might move to other part of the country and even establish military bases in northern Iraq and Kurdistan, especially since their ally, the Kurdish leadership, they were never happy about the American leaving Iraq in the first place in 2011. In fact, they offered them at that time military bases to stay in Iraq, and they were against the SOFA agreement, which led to the departure of the American troops from Iraq. So the situation, the political situation is gloomy. The Americans now in full control, and in fact, they undermined even the shaky political process they established in Iraq in 2003. They've been talking about getting rid of dictatorship in Iraq in 2003 and establishing democracy and democratic institutions, while in their latest move against al-Maliki, they undermined all these so-called democratic procedure and institutions, which would put them in a very bad light indeed. Therefore, the president in Iraq is detrimental to democratic achievement if we want to achieve a democratic right in Iraq. And again, Iraq is not a sovereign country because America now controls the political process once again.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Sabah Jawad speaking to us live from the British capital.